Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 2 of Dicewise Entertainment Presents Pathfinder 2nd Edition Age of Ashes Adventure Path Campaign, sponsored by Fantasy Grounds. When last we left our heroes, well, you know, they've answered the call to heroes, but they haven't really done too many heroic things. So let's introduce our cast of characters. But first, I would like to introduce, at the moment, my technical advisor, right-hand man, and trigger man on our stream tonight, Mr. Rob Hammond. Say hi, Rob.
Rob.
Now, you'll be able to catch Rob soon enough. Not right away, but soon. On our own channel at www.twitch.tv/GMsCut. And Rob will be hosting and GMing, and I'll get to play with people like, well, next in line, we have our resident rules lawyer. And not that he's really a stickler for the rules. We just said, here, Joe, read this. Mr. Joe Gibson is in the house tonight.
Hello, hello.
And he's the man we call upon when in a pinch. So, now let us meet our cast of characters. First, we have, well, we'll just be gentlemanly like and say ladies first. First, we have Dicewise Entertainment's executive producer and COO, Cheryl Ball, is with us tonight.
Hello, everyone.
And who are you playing this evening?
I'm playing Mara of Desna.
And what is Mara of Desna?
A cleric.
A cleric. A halfling cleric, yes?
Yes.
And we have special backgrounds from the core rulebook that help shape your character. But we have dug into the actual official player's guide for Hell Knight Hill, which is book one of the Age of Ashes series, Adventure Path. And they have some very interesting backgrounds that sort of dig you a little deeper into the story. So starting with you tonight. Sure, we left you on a cliffhanger, and we're going to get back to that. But I would like to start. I'd like to rewind time. We started a brand new day after a night of drinking with dwarves. But I want to go back one day further really quickly. As a young halfling cleric of Desna lays with the other acolytes at the actual temple. Here, right here. There's a temple devoted to Desna. Right here in Breach Hill. Who knew? Restless, sleeping, eyes flittering. Those wee hours of the morning REM sleep. Our young halfling Mara patiently waits, striding outside the council hall. You dream that it is the monthly call of heroes, and you yourself want to petition the council. A warning, a dire warning, something you feel, a vision perhaps, something you've seen, something Desna has shown you. Finally admitting with everyone else, through a rush of the tall folk, you are ushered inside, row upon row upon row, pews, every single person you look around that you know, have seen, and people that you've just seen passing on the street are here, packed shoulder to shoulder, filling every pew. Now, this place holds comfortably 40 to 100 people, but there must be 200 people. They line the walls. Slowly, desperately, you hear, as you hear the gavel, chung, 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 and the meeting commences and people start petitioning, you try to push and work your way up to the front. And by the time you work your way up those 80 feet, they are practically wrapping up the actual meeting. And adventurers have been signed and assigned to every problem. But you have a dire warning in the name of Desna. You must tell them what's going on, what's going to happen. You keep dreaming. Burning skies. The world burns, turns to ash. Storms that rage. Dragons that clash in the sky. It's maddening. Again, again, night after night, you dream this. And now you must face the council, even if they think you are crazed, young Mara. You do not have the backing of your superiors at the temple, but you must try to save this town. Your pleas, your excuse me's, your I must be heard's fall upon deaf ears. The tall folk look above you, look beyond you, converse with each other. Bang, bang, bang. The gavel hits the desk, but you feel the ground shake outside. The building rumbles and ruptures. Windows, panes fall right directly out into the ground and reveal a crimson sky outside the window that you can see. The world burns outside this very building. No one seems to notice. No one seems to care. Climbing upon pew, yelling at the people around you, all fall on deaf ears, young Mara. Climbing right up to the front stage, in front of the five councilmen themselves, climbing upon the president's desk herself, screaming at these people, yelling, waving your arms, all fall upon deaf ears. The ceiling starts to crack. Flames start licking into the rafters. You try desperately to point out what you can see so clearly, what you can feel, know is coming. And as the roof collapses and the world burns around you, you suddenly wake.
You're oh my.
You are on a cold floor. You are in the temple of Desna. And as what has become routine for you for weeks, a weary, just another day begins. I will move time forward once again, catching up to where we are now. Ladies, gentlemen, I believe if I pull up the combat tracker, at the very top, we were into round 6, and our own dwarven monk, Moros Anvilbender, played by Ryan Messina this evening, is in the house. Ryan Messina.
Hello, hello.
There he is. There he is.
Here I am indeed.
With last week, the council had convened the Call of Heroes, and before things could get going, before the first petition could really be heard, a townsfolk burst in, calling fire. Flames soon engulfing one side of the hall, and then behind the councilmen themselves, flames ensuing. A fire menfit appeared, slain by our own Theros Hard-Hearted. But what remains now is a bunch of panicked people. Most have escaped. Many fled, and thank God you've helped so many up to get into the main sort of part of the hall, following that carpet to freedom. But as I said last week, they all succumb thump, to smoke inhalation. And it is your turn, sir. What do you do?
First, could I see the combat map?
Maybe. There you go.
Maybe. Ah, there it is. I knew I had a wee.
Sorry. So, okay, quick tip for myself and everybody else. If you right-click on a map that the GM has posted, you go to the little sharing button over here, and you share and share alike, and now they can see it.
Sharing is caring.
All right.
All right. Oh, damn. Look at all these loots laying here on the ground. I have to do something about this. All right. I'm going to make a beeline for this door here.
Okay.
And on the way, I'm going to grab the first loot that I run by and toss them on my shoulder.
Okay.
So...
You get a 20-foot move, right?
Yes.
Okay, so...
10, 15,
you're counting
20.
It. Okay, so right in there, and just grab up the person beside you or in front of you?
Yes.
Beside you or in front of you? It's multiple choice.
No, the one just to my right. Or to the...
north?
West.
West? Okay. Because
yes.
I'm not playing that game with you, Ryan. Sorry. I just won't do it. Okay, so one move and an action to scoop up. I'll give you a move.
All right.
Third action. Not everybody gets these third actions, but I'll give one to you.
Well, move, pick up.
Yep.
Could I pick up another person then?
You can move or pick up another person.
I will pick up another person.
Okay. Yep. Adjacent. Let's just pile minis on top of the mighty anvil bender. Okay.
Hat-hat!
And that's you?
That's me.
All right. You're doing great. Albrick Thanks. Stonechugger, the dwarven sorcerer, played by Mr. Matt Witt tonight.
Hello, hello.
Where is he? There he is. Oh, we lost him.
Maybe not.
Where'd he go?
Just keep pushing buttons. Something will happen.
Come on, start it up. You can do it. There we are.
Hi. Hi, everybody. There he is.
Right then. So, I suppose what I should do, following the example of my cousin.
All right. So,
right then.
You said we could call you Al?
Call me Al. You can call me Al.
Sure. What do you want to do there, Al?
Is I will move to this lad or lassie on the ground here. I'll pick up this lad or lassie right here on the ground by the carpet.
Yep.
Sling them over my shoulder, and then I will move as far as I can towards the exit.
Okay. Well, these people here are considered a difficult terrain, so you got to slow up to step through them or on them or whatever. But you can move through friendlies. So if you want to go 5, 10, excuse me, anvil bender, 15, 20, 25, 30, where'd you go? 35, 40. You can get all the way to the door with one. Or halfway to the door and stop and pick somebody else up.
No, I'll take one.
Okay. So just stiff wind of dwarf just blows past you there, Moros. Miros. Zoom. All right. And I believe that is you, sir.
It is.
Dwarf. Excuse me. Dwarf number 3. Bachelor number 3. Dwarf number 3. Played by our very own Frank Hamilton is in the house tonight. Mr. Theron. Theros? Or Theron. Theron. The hard-hearted.
Theowen, come on, get it right.
Theowen. You know, unless you put these in like phonetically, I'm never going to learn common.
Theowen. Yes, that's what it's all about.
Can you bring in the mic a bit there, Theo?
It's just a bit right there, like leaning over the mic.
Sorry.
Speak.
I'm not getting much ping out of you right now, and it's a bit choppy.
Hello?
That's way better. There we go.
All right, so I cranked up my mic a wee bit.
Okay.
So I'm looking at the map there, and I find myself in an unenviable position as to be way in the back of the room.
This is true.
And much like me other cousins, I'm going to try to grab a fella and head out the door with him before we all die.
All right.
Let's
just put your burn on here. I grab me a little...
There's 5, there's 10, there's 15.
It's not moving.
That's movements right there. Hopefully the map has updated at some point in time.
You're getting all Domar. Hey. Got. Hey, there he is. Okay, he's moving right along here. And that's 2 moves there. Did you want to snatch somebody up?
And I'll grab up a fella or right. A lass. You know, yep. Whatever. I'm not discriminatory in my rescuing.
It's just a matter of who was at your feet when you got to where you were, right?
Too much.
Okay. So
that's 2 actions.
And picking up, well, you moved. How far did you move? Did you go 40 feet? Or 20?
Just a wee bit under 40 feet. So.
Okay, so that's 2. And then scooping them up is your 3rd. Dolgan, True Seeker, still in yellow, because, you know, friend or foe, but possibly just a regular townsfolk. NPC tonight by our trigger man, Rob Hammond. Hello, Rob.
Yes, I'm just looking for my mini on the screen.
Oh, did I...
I'm invisible currently.
There you go.
Oh, look at that.
Did you see what I did there? We'll see that in slow motion. I right-clicked, I went to the eyeball, and then there's invisible. Yeah. Set always invisible, tempting, but no. Okay, and he can be seen. Once again.
I'm going to take all my actions to move down to the cluster of people and pick up some of those prone guys.
All right.
And I shout over my shoulder, you can join me for the rest of the guys on the stage.
Yeah. Lend a hand, right?
They all seem pretty stunned, so.
A little shift to the left here, and you can get adjacent to this one. Scoop somebody up as your last, as your 3rd.
Yep.
Okay?
Perfect.
Wonderful. Don't let me forget to move the... Actually, you know, I put them on your turn, so... Dahlgren, remind me to have the council act on your behalf on your turn. So right now, they do. They come fleeing downstairs at 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, because we have 30. Look at that. 5, 10, 15, and we'll stop and scoop or grab by ankles, as humans like to do. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 10, 15, 20, stop and scoop. And we're going to repeat 5, 10, 15, 20, 5, 10, 15, 20. And you know what? Somewhere in there. 5, 10, 15, 20, blah, 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 blah. Someone was reminding me about the rule of fun. Don't let rules and things like NPC movement, you know, bog you down. I'll be very, very restrictive with any sort of movement that isn't mundane, like acrobatics and checks things. You know, I'm still pretty stickler about that. But, you know, just running along here, scooping people up, I think it's pretty easy. And we'll just skip through it. So, that's Dahlgren. Next, we have poor Mara. But you know what? Look at where you guys are. See how you're all lined up in a nice row there? And if you all look to your left, there's Mara in her pew. A mere 20 feet away, buried under somebody. I'd like a perception check from the boys, please. Mara, what are you doing?
Oh, for the love of Desna, get off of me!
Buried under a dude who tried to help last game. Call him out as soon as you pop him up and roll him, guys. What do you got?
Albert got a 19, but he may not have seen her being down by the door there.
That's true.
I go to 6.
Look at those natural ones.
One.
Okay.
What's the luck you say?
Yeah.
There's smoke around me. What can I say?
Critical fail. Muros, you know, you don't even see anybody there. It's just like, oh, I have the last people in hand. I'm the back.
Tunnel visioning for the door. I'm out of here.
I see more Botox.
Yeah.
I look at the floor, I see an amazing chest.
Actually, you saw the halfling leave already. There you go. There's some critical failure for you. Way to go. Dahlgren Trusser going, yeah, yep, there she goes. All right. Best of luck.
Ian got a 23.
And you thought you guys were going to die. Our own cleric might have it in for. All right. Mara. No, well, Dahlgren, you don't get to go twice. It's time for environmental hazards. Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun. So come on, GM, roll low.
Roll low.
Roll low. Fire doesn't roll. Fire just spreads. Fire bad.
Smoke rolls.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Well, you guys might roll against smoke.
I mean, not to pick a fight with fire, but don't pick a fight with smoke.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I'm kidding, right?
How does that work?
But in all honesty, that makes so much more sense. Like, smoke should be more deadly than the fire.
It got the townsfolk and they're nowhere near the fire, right? So there you go.
Especially when you're trying to breathe it. There is an O2 in there. Just
19.
See with it.
19. Rounded down to 18 and a half is 9. Spam, spam, spam. 1, 2, 3 little hazard fires. 4 little hazard fires. The fire is spreading. Okay, I won't do that.
See, this is why we never left our stone buildings in the first place.
You guys, like, you miss the stone mountain now, don't you?
Silly humans, build it with wood. Don't you know your wood's only good for stoking a fire?
2, 4.
As evident by the situation we are in.
Well, as promised, Rob, I'm moving your fire, you know, that you kind of banded along the wall here, as opposed to coming straight at you. It's licking away at that barricade, but doesn't seem to want to jump those dark, hard oak, solid, mighty oak table. And that's all the fire we got for right now. Now, getting back to the really, really fun part, about what happened last turn, turn five. The spectators still inside the room all fell unconscious, and from burns and smoke inhalation, we are at round six. And nothing else happens to them at this time. However, it doesn't say, like, it took four rounds for you guys to take damage from the smoke inhalation. Okay, it doesn't say it's consistent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not persistent damage.
I don't believe so. I think if you guys spend more time here, you know, you'll get beat up a bit. I don't think this suddenly started like every round D6, D6. You do take a D6 after round turn four. It doesn't say it's persistent. It just says, you know, creatures in the room take D6 from smoke inhalation at the end of their turns. And then it talks about what you guys can do to possibly half the damage, as it were. So, I could be wrong. But for right now, we'll just stick with the rule of fun because I'm having a great time. I'm burning the place down. People are falling over.
It's either that or we can all bury our faces in the monk's chest.
That's not the kind of cover-up we were looking for. And again, Oak Festering Tooth Wayfinder. The other NPCs' actions go unobserved as the, you know, as the sort of action scene stays in here. Moros, Anvil Bender. I have you at the very bottom of initiative, and I need to put you at the top. Because you know what happens at the top? You're back to 25. It is your go, sir. It is round 7, and some interesting things are going to happen this round. You just feel that overwhelming sense of urgency. Two people. Hey. You double-fist in the tankards, and now you're double-fist in the civilians. And you're also, he's like, at least dead center of the carpet of this room. Like, there's the big, you know, you have any charging or anything that's awesome you can do?
Yeah, I can get my ass out of this place. Unfortunately, I'm a wee bit encumbered at the moment, but I'm sure I've done the stumble many times in the past.
Well, there's a question for Joe. How many bulk does a person count as? They're not
a medium character counts as 3.
Okay. Now, we'll just have a quick peek while Maros is deciding his action here. We have a quick peek at his little character sheet here.
Straightforward. And again, I am encumbered.
Okay.
I started at 5 bulk.
Right. Now, they talk about, down here, it says your total bulk is like 2.7, no penalty up to 9, your limit is 14. This is what the sheet's telling me on your inventory page at the bottom.
That sheet is not lying to you.
Okay. So, even picking up 6 more bulk, you're actually just under no penalty, which I'm assuming means you're not encumbered. Yes?
6 and 5, 11.
He moves with the grace.
6 and 2.7 is 8.7.
Oh, squeaking.
Yeah. Sticking with the rule of fun. Don't make me look this stuff up and slow you down. Go for it.
And again, still.
I finally ruled in Messina's favor. Not bogging him down in rules. Run, man.
I am.
Okay.
As fast as I can with 2 louts on me.
All right.
And I just want to just do the barrel right through the wind. Like, there's a crowd.
That was a civilian. He just threw a guy 30 feet at the door.
You're still on me, but I want to, like, jump. If there's a crowd of body, like, describe in this door, what's going on the other side of this door?
Oh, sorry. I just have people, like, they're not, like, looking back in. You know, they've exited and sort of moved.
So there is a clear path for me then.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, there's a moment of time of civilians that you have to, like, get through, but now they're just lying on the floor as difficult terrain as opposed to crowding the door, so you're good. You just, you know.
I thought I had to do some involuntary body surfing for a minute there.
Well, you do have to step through people, but the good news is, because they're not on the ground, everyone you have to kind of, like, move through, as far as I'm seeing here, is, like, lifted. They are no longer count as native terrain, so I'll let you kind of slip through.
Oh, sounds good.
Okay.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, out the door.
Yep, 40. Dump people. Blunk.
Yeah, blunk, blunk. And I assume that would be all my actions.
Okay. Now, you could drop stuff for free.
I think they're already in a bad enough space.
Okay. I'm just saying, you move twice. You drop for free. You done? You want to go back in for more people? You're right at the door here where the carpet ends.
Yeah. I'm going to take a moment and take a deep breath. Clear the lungs.
Okay.
Move aside. I move aside.
Yep. Just there. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I think we had... have you guys put your initiatives back in here? Was it Theron's? We had Albrecht in the last before Theron.
Albrecht is next.
Yeah.
So, he's after. I had a 19 for my initiative.
What about Theon? Oh, that was just his initiative. Okay, we'll give Theon a sort of a cushy number. There we go. So, next in the turn is Albrecht. Theon, you're on deck. Theowin. I'll get this right sooner or later. Albrecht. Stone Chugger.
Aye. So, being at the door, I am not going to be so gentle with the lad that I've got. And I'm going to chuck him out.
You're going to throw him?
Well, like, I'm at the door. I'm going to push him through the door.
Oh, okay. So you just
turn around and grab someone else. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. Because then you can stay in your square here. So just kind of like lob and turn and grab. So yeah. So toss for one, pick up another, and then third.
And I'll exit with that one.
Yeah, I was kind of, honestly, with all those water towers that Cheryl mentions outside, I was expecting a bucket brigade coming in. Not a bucket brigade of people being tossed out, but hey, you know, whatever works. Save as many as you can, as fast as you can.
Life before
save
property.
Save the building, or save the people. The building can always be rebuilt.
Save the building! Yeah. Spoken like a true capitalist.
Okay, Halbrick, I think you're done. Theoin!
All right, well, I've taken a quick survey of the building. It seems to be a total loss. Perhaps they'll build it in stone next time. I'll grab the person next to me, shoulder that one, and probably have to drop my axe along the way. So I've got two people. That's plus six to me bulk, but I can carry 14, so I'm good to go.
Okay.
So there's 5, there's 10, there's 15, there's 20. That would be.
You can't stop on top of your buddy. Yep. He's literally said he's in the doorway tossing people, so you got to go a bit more.
Yep. So that's 2 movements plus a grab movement, and I off shoulder them right there. That's 3. And then I say to my cousin right there, hey, that wee halfling's back there. She's fallen among the pews. I saw her.
The minis got all shifted around. I got confused there. And you, right. So you managed to, you had one. So you drop your axe for free. As one action, you pick up an extra guy. And then you move 2 to get out. So I'll remove 2 more people. Very nice.
And then I offer them. Yep. And then I tell my cousin Albright, hey, that wee halfling has fallen down in there. I saw her. We got to go back.
Oh, did you actually do well with the perception back there? Yeah, you did. You got 25. Okay, that's good. Yes, I'm sure someone will thank you later. And Dahlgren, True Seeker, and the council. Bringing up the rear here.
Yeah, getting towards that door. We got to get the people out of here.
Okay, well, let's see. He's got a guy. So, starting with the dwarf. Oh, he can only move 20.
I'll scoop another one. He's only got one.
Yeah, well, hang on. Let me move the council so you're not like taking people off of them. So he can move once, twice. You do notice that good old Pisani does not pick up people. He just heads for the door. No, I'm just kidding. No, Pisani does grab an ankle and just, you know, run along. Some smaller person is just being bounced along behind him. But he technically, you know, as a council member, saves somebody. So clearing much more people out of here. I think we're down to, so there's 6 people. Number 7 is being carried by the councilman dwarf and is right at the door. And number 8 is burying the halfling, which you're not aware of just yet. And you're carrying number 9. So if you want to go 5-10, stop, pick somebody up.
Mm-hmm.
If you stop a stride and cut your movement short, you're done. Because you can't like 20 feet and scoop as you go. It's kind of like 10 feet, that's an action, right? Pick up a guy.
Once you finish a movement, that's the end of that movement action.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah. So that's 10. You scoop the second person. 5, 10, 15, 20. But you can get to the door with 2 people in tow. That's the good news.
Done.
Okay. Pile up at the door here with the other dwarf. Done. Mara of Desna. Now, we mentioned you, and you yelled, but I didn't have you do anything. So can I have a strength check, please, or an escape artist check from you from, like, last round to see if you could, like, wiggle out, or did you want to just, you know, pray to Desna?
No, I
want
to be able to...
Yeah. Sorry, I kind of missed through you.
Yeah. That's all
right. Well, raise a hand, girl. Be hurt. No, I can't see you behind the pew. Sorry. Even DM can't see you. Ooh.
Nice.
19.
She's a beast.
So she just
straight up presses him.
Superman.
Yeah. So you lump this guy off of you. Now, that's what I owed you from last town. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you get him
start
off you.
Start dragging his ass out.
Well, hang on. So you get him off you last go.
Yeah.
Right? So that would be like a single action there, Joe?
That is correct.
Okay, now you get up. That's 2. Mm-hmm. Then you grab him. That's 3. And now we're here at this current moment in time where you can just start dragging away.
Him out.
Yeah. Unless you want to pick him up. There, you beast. Just, you know.
No, I'll just drag him.
Did you notice, Messina, I didn't have you guys make strength checks even when you were double-fisting people? Because the rule of fun is, you know, has been used by me before, and I dare might use it again. But this little halfling, who just, I think it's funny. Give me a strength check.
That's cool.
Yeah, well, can't be called on wife favoritism. Let's
start
have a strength check.
Dragging.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
So I just have in the mind's eye, just the head bouncing.
Exactly.
Off the board.
Yeah. Yep. Now I'll let you burn two actions, and the third is, you know, slowed because you're kind of dragging the dude there. So, mm-hmm. But anyway, you're kind of blocked here at the door, but you've got
him
in tow.
Hey, I'm not going to die.
You're helping. Yeah. All right. You know what? That's a lot of fire. I'm looking at a lot of fire. And we have reached the end of round 7. You know what happens at the end of round 7?
No, what happens? Jeff?
Can I guess?
No.
Can I guess? Can I guess?
Go ahead.
The roof caves in.
No, no.
Really?
But all the spectators, as in the civilians that are technically still in the building, they head to the big Desna in the sky.
No.
That's right. Mm. This guy who collapsed over here, this guy over here that yelled fire, never made it to the door. The corpse that the halfling is dragging, I think he hit his head real hard on that corner, and that's what killed him. This one over here.
Bite me.
This one over here. Everyone trampled with their, you know, two-fisting weighing them down. I think several people stepped on this person. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4. And everyone you guys technically have inside the room, the spectators, succumb to smoke inhalation. And I would like you guys to roll another d6 damage. As you were overwhelmed.
If you're in there.
If you're inside, that's basically, okay. that's our bard. Our bard. And you know what? You can take half damage. You're in the doorway.
Well, it's been fun, guys.
Oh!
Yep, I'm down.
Oh, no. So.
You still got that hero point? Oh, wait, but it's a new session. Yay!
Hang on. We may not have to resort to that. A character falls to 0 hit points. Joe? I believe we don't bleed out into negative constitution or the generic negative 10 anymore.
I'm not bleeding at all.
you fall unconscious. Stop complaining. You fall unconscious. You're at 0. Joe?
I'm looking it up, so...
She starts dying, and there are 4 stages in death. And when we get through them, in there, she can call upon her hero point. What?
That is
anger, denial.
throwing stuff.
The 5 stage, yeah. I get the couch. Yeah, there you go. The 6th stage.
Yeah, so, my first edition of Pathfinder, when you reach 0 hit...
Come on, Joe. I'm counting on you.
Did you find it yet, Joe? I think I found it.
Oh, go ahead.
Just because it was not... Because it's smoke, simply unconscious with 0 hit points. If the damage came from a non-lethal attack or effect, you don't gain the dying condition. Unconscious with 0 hit points.
Hey, non-lethal. The smoke is lethal. People just died from it.
Well, no, that's what I'm asking you. If it's a lethal effect...
Yeah, then... It says you guys are taking like D6 actual damage from smoke inhalation, and it just killed several people. This is lethal. This is straight up lethal.
Gotcha.
This isn't soothing incense and we have a nap. Sorry, buddy. Nice try.
I believe the way the rules are is you fall unconscious.
Yep.
Then on your turn, you can make a recovery check. If you fail the check, you gain the dying 1 condition.
That's what I was trying to figure out.
Right, yeah. So there's basically a 4 rounds, 4 dying condition. 1, 2, 3, 4. There's, you know, you're not dead yet. Not dead yet. You're just resting. She's just resting.
You're almost dead.
Yeah. No throwing dice across the room. There's hope.
I'm not throwing anything yet.
Okay. Sorry, right. You're still in denial. That's in the second stage. All right.
You better hope I never leave this stage.
Okay. Whoa, my. All right, moving on to the rescue of... right, so as much as I love spamming the fire, I'll push things along, ladies and gentlemen. And we take the scene outside. And again, I would like not only to stop time and rewind time, let's talk about a young, festering tooth wayfinder. True, an NPC, and just somebody to amuse Joe while we have him looking up rules. But this young goblin champion, faith yet unknown, arrives in town, possibly a local. Not much is known about him. But right now, we're just doing a cute little cameo with him. I believe it was this very goblin, unnoticed by the party, that was glad-handing and assuring our poor worried goblin lady earlier, and ran off to do something about it. And as the council meeting convened, it was he who kicked open the doors, ready to serve the council, to save the town, heroically, his Judge Dredd helmet visor down, covering all the way down, well, actually more than just his nose, kind of get right down to the bottom chin. So imagine a helmet that's a little bit too big, but it does imagine allow him to fold his ears up and come poking out the top like it's a plume. The visor comes down, actually rests on the bottom of his chin, you know, that type of thing, covering his whole face. Epic cloak, little rag at the bottom, opens the door, and actually, that's kind of, well, I wouldn't say it's heroic because he got trampled, but the people didn't have to stop to open a door. They just swarmed over him. he got pushed aside, a little bit trampled, took several rounds to recover, and as people, a good 20 of them, because remember, said there were 40, 20 got stuck inside, and the council member, and all you guys, well, all that was going on for like a good 5-6 rounds, and then death, 7. Let's say about 2 rounds to recover, his young self, getting back up, trying to organize the people. There's 20 people out here, and they're all screaming fire, coughing, and choking, and they're all worried and panicked. And what does he do?
To the water tower.
Forms a bucket brigade. Why don't you? Somebody get buckets. Somebody get this going. And it actually takes X amount of rounds, depending on how many people you have. It's all in here. But instead of like going back over this, you can guess what's happening. But we can't get to the front door. We can't bring buckets of people in while people are being carried out. However, someone knows the source of the fire came from the northwest door. And you guys can form a bucket brigade, 20 people, around the side of the building and try to fight the fire from the outside in. Try to get right to the source. So even though the inside is burning and spreading, like a firefighter arriving with a truck and kind of hosing in a window and working his way in, you know, to try and put it out, a bucket brigade of 20 people and one lone goblin with a big helmet forms outside. And you guys, the dwarves, one calling for the halfling that's still inside, you know, see this kind of going on. The tower, people going, this is where they've, you know, most of the people have gone to that you guys didn't just rescue in this last 10 batch. Okay? It is unfortunate that everyone is too busy to really notice the goblin partaking, organizing, they get them going, and 20 people. You guys just see a bunch of humans. No one sees poor Ook, you know, amidst it all. But that's what's been going on outside the building. Now you guys spill into the outside of said building. Let's start with Maros Anvilbender. A line of more than 20 people it would take to get all the way around the corner to the back of that building from the water towers, but they're doing the best they can. And there are people here seeing the bucket brigade going on, but they're still kind of in shock. And you guys have dumped people on the ground and they're just coughing and hacking because you just got them there. Maros, what do you do? Theron calls for the halfling inside. You still know, you're pretty sure that the bard and the councilman, half of them are still inside.
Are there at least some people who aren't that bad in front of me who left earlier before the smoke got too bad?
All those people that didn't like fall over are part of a bucket brigade right now, going from the tower
everybody
around the side of the building.
Everyone here is still suffering?
Sorry?
Is everyone here still kind of under the weather, so to speak?
Yeah, everyone that took the D6 that you got out and didn't die inside, they're all doing, you know, they're all kind of coughing and spewing. They need a little aid or a little encouragement, you know, go join the line, help them, give them medicine, or just let them be and worry about the people that are worse off inside. Or, you know, maybe it's time for a pipe and a mug and you've done your bit. I mean, it's all up to you, man.
Okay, fair enough. I look to the closest human to me that's still conscious.
Yep.
And go, you, look after these two. I'm just kind of shoulder the two people I'm carrying onto the ground.
Okay.
All right. And the door, is it in use?
Yes.
It looks
we have the dwarven councilman is right there shouldering a human. Dahlgren, the bard, is shouldering two, and that's what's blocking the door. So we got two dwarves trying to get three humans out practically simultaneously with Dahlgren winning at the lead right at the door.
Mm-hmm.
However, even though I've got him tagged as yellow, I will count him as a friendly. And since he is carrying people, dead or alive, they're up off the ground. So this is not difficult terrain. You can actually slide right in there if you wish, according to the rules. Now, if I wanted to go with the rule of fun, I'd just say the door is jammed and stick it to you. But, you know, this is where the rules are actually going to help you, Ryan. I want you to remember this moment. No hero points spent. Just remember.
I would say that probably the fair thing to do would say the door suddenly becomes difficult terrain and it takes a bit more movement to get through it. It's got to, you know, bob and weave.
Yeah.
I understand, but I really like it. This one particular instance, I appreciate your fairness, but I'm going to go with rule of fun. You know, we'll just slide. Go ahead, slide right in there. Okay. Save those dead people.
Yeah. I'll save their souls.
You don't know.
Do they have a chance to stabilize too?
Probably,
unless that all happened in the 4-7 part, and it just tells me that they literally die. You don't know.
Because they succumbed. Then I guess that makes sense. D6 would take out a commoner, no problem.
I can't meta though. No. Well, that's player knowledge.
That's true.
Character.
And you don't know if they asked for cremation on their will, but it's coming real quick. I'm just saying.
They wanted this.
Yeah, it's just saying. What do you do? I'm asking.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to get. I've got to toss myself back in there. I grab the little wee one. Make sure you got something cold to douse it when I come back out.
Okay. Now, as far as you know, you saw her leave, but Theon claims she's still in there.
I got to trust my cousin. Yeah, I know he drinks a lot, but he's
okay.
I've still got two eyes.
Yeah, that's questionable.
Yep.
Okay. So, I make my way in.
They're just eyebrows that talk. That's all Theon's got going there. I can see fine. Sorry, go ahead.
All right, so I worm my way back in through the door.
Yep. You got to step over to clear your movement. Like, he basically gets through all these people, and she's on the ground behind him. Oh, and he's
there, yeah,
he's looking around the room. Where's she going now? Turn around. Oh, crap.
So I see her as I pass by.
Yep. Give me the unconscious slump there, Cheryl or Myra.
Okay.
There you go. Andy's coming. Ooh. There you go. There she is. Oh, that's her. Okay.
It's a wee nap. So close to the door. That's not safe in here at all.
Yes. That's a full action of you discussing this with her corpse. But anyway, moving on. What else? Okay, one chevron left. What do you want to do?
Grab.
Yep.
Toss. Give her a toss on the shoulder.
Yep.
And that's my one action, right?
Yep. These halflings, you can throw much further than humans, just saying.
Hey.
Sorry. Back out
like
the
door. A little football.
Yeah. You go back out the door or use her. Actually, you can
watch
use her.
Watch the hands.
You could use her to. Now that's funny. She's unconscious and you just get that. Oh, adjust the grip from right here to up here. There you go. Okay, out the door he goes. Moving on. Just move that mini out of there. The jokes are just going to keep coming around.
All right. I'm out.
He's out. Don't forget the halfling. Damn it.
Nope.
Boink. There you go. And that's Meros. Albrecht.
Meros. Right. So I will as well. Return to the scene of the fire and grab somebody and bring him
five,
back in.
5, 10, 15. Yep. Grab somebody. Yeah, you got just enough room here going from what I can see. Boink.
Yep.
Good thing you guys took people from the back or you get in there and might succumb yourself. Now, as long as you don't end your turn inside, I'll be nice and not hit you with more damage. If you guys can, like, you know, in and out, then you're fine. Like, all in the same turn, you're fine. So, in case anyone's wondering about that. So
it's just like bobbing for apples.
Yeah, there you go. Theoin.
All right, so I'm gonna pop back inside, just like me friends.
Yeah, no, I know what you're after. I want a will save. There's one guy, and there's your axe.
Oh, there's no will save required. I grab me axe.
Okay, right. So he goes 20 in, and then 5, 10, 15, 20 back where you dropped it, and you end your turn there.
That's fine.
Take 6 points. Oh, sorry, take roll a d6, buddy.
Rolling a d6.
Yep. Two more points.
2 points.
Okay.
Oh shit! I'm hale as a horse in here.
You're fine. You're fine.
Air is clear and crisp.
Yes. See, now role playing for detriment of the dice. I really appreciate Frank. I did kind of burn him into that one, but yeah.
I'm fine. Don't worry about me.
Just please don't throw your axe out the door to safety, because that could be bad.
Gotta save it.
Dahlgren Axe Dodger. I mean Dahlgren Truth Seeker. You're up in the doorway.
Well, I gotta get these guys out of here first.
You do. Now, you could be cheesy. You could just dump them in the adjacent square, which is technically out.
that's where they're going if I still have to go back for another body.
Yeah. Well, you can step out and dump them, or you can just toss them in the doorway. You know, bloof.
Nope. I'm just gonna toss them out the doorway and see if there's. I guess a perception roll to see if anybody's still worth picking up in there.
Well, there's a dwarf beside you. It's obvious. There's people within like 10 feet of you, which are obvious. Unless you're worried about making a dash at somebody that we missed in the back. Sure. I'm just saying, like, obviously without a perception check and the burning the chevron, okay, there's people like right there you could grab. Or if you're more concerned about someone that might have less time because they're further in, more smoke, it's up to you. But you're at full 3 because all you did was a freebie drop. Blunk. What do you want to do? Well, he's deciding. Mara. Joe, what happens to Mara?
I'll grab the two nearest to me and make a break for it.
Okay, so the guy's on the right here. Go through your buddy. Right.
Correct.
Put yourself in sort of a adjacent to both and do 2 pickups. Yep. There you go. Okay. Ending your turn. Can I have a D6 for smoke inhalation? 1 point. Oh, you're fine. Yeah, fine. You got 10 left. You're good.
I can do this all day.
Yeah, you're fine. Going to Mara. So she's at 0 and has the condition of 1 yet, Joe? Or yeah.
Yeah, at the end of her turn.
Yeah, which is, she fell to 0. Yeah, I'm saying, like, she fell 0 from lethal last round, which gets her the condition of 1. Doesn't start now, that would give you 5, right? So she's already condition 1, so she needs a fort save, and she got 18, right?
Yes.
Okay. And, Mr. Gibson?
So she...
Or Frank? Don't give me, I read the adventure, that's about it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, boy. We're excited the players are learning ahead.
Anybody?
Oh, so if she makes her save, I believe she recovers 1 point.
Well, don't have to set
a DC
for this?
Bring her back to unconscious and 0.
Is there a static DC? Flat DC, Joe?
What's the DC for
her? What's your DC of not dying?
I'm trying to find it.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? If it's a flat base of 10, she's good. And if it's a ye olde heal check of like 15, she's still good. So I'll have you on that. What?
It is a flat base, but you also add each of your dying conditions.
Yeah. So
dying one, dying two, dying three.
Yeah, so it's like a probably it's either going to be 11 or 16, and she's made both, so she's good. But I would like you to keep digging up that number for me, Joe. So what happens? She succeeds, Frank. What happens?
She recovers 1 point.
Oh, sweet.
She's no longer dying one. She's just unconscious zero.
So I stabilize.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So she has that zero, but she's not going to, you know, slip from us. Okay. So, Miros, you were carrying her, and we haven't got back to you, right?
No.
And you hadn't dropped her yet.
No.
Right. So she, like, in her arms, and you're like, you're about to lay her down, and the eyes, you know, flutter open for just a moment before she passes out.
Just take a big breath.
Oh, okay. You think she's going to say thank you, and she just, in your face. Cough, cough. And passes out. But you're pretty sure she's okay. Actually, you have no idea. I don't want a medicine check from you next round. You have no idea. Is there a doctor in the house? Oh, yeah, you're carrying her to safety. Damn it.
So for your recovery check when you're dying.
Yes.
Is a flat check of DC equaling 10 plus your current dying value.
Which was 11. Aced it. Now, if you got 21, you would have been critical success. It probably woke up with one, right?
No, a critical success reduces your value by 2.
Oh, you gain 2. But that's if and when. Another 21. Okay. Good to know. So, environmental hazard. Yes, fire spreading, gentlemen. But again, I won't bother dropping dots. It's still very far away from you. I count them all up and take them half again. So now it's rapidly, rapidly spreading. All you can just do is like move them out. Like the perimeter of your fire now is just like way out here, guys. And just, you know, she's really getting dodgy in here. Elk Festering Tooth is, again, for whatever reason, perhaps he's around the corner, perhaps he didn't help at all, is not in the view inside or out at the moment, and we will skip him back to Miros. She takes a gasp in your face and passes out again.
That's a sign of life in my eyes.
Okay. 50-50, honey. Dump. All right, moving on. What do you want to do?
I have to take a toast back in. I saw at least one or two other bodies in there.
Sure. You do what you got to do.
So I run back in through the door here. Hey, 5, 10, 15, 20.
Mm-hmm.
Can sure. I reach that?
Yeah, yeah. As long as you're adjacent, you're good. Pick him up.
All right. Waste him.
Yep.
Back out. And little Dian, you getting? You staying or you going?
Drops her right on the halfling. You just your fate just never changes. Go right back to where you were. I've got too many people shift around here. Okay, sorry. You're saying?
Dian, you staying or you going?
I'm just having a look about. Don't mind me. Get them out.
Elbrick.
Aye, don't ye worry about Dian. He's been in tougher fires working at the forge.
Did you want to get in there and see if there's any more civilians left?
Yeah.
People are kind of dogging it.
So I duck back in.
Duck back in, you see a councilman just leaning on a wall, waiting for his turn, which I think I missed anyway, trying to get this guy that keeps sliding off of his shoulder. He's got very slippy, crushed
velvet.
I'll
take the guy off of the dwarf.
Okay, so slip in there, get him off.
Well, I'll take that.
Yeah, come back out. The dwarf just gruffly, thanks, lad. And, I was in the middle of peeing in this rag, and I tried to get up to my face, and I don't know what I ate, asparagus or something. I dropped the guy, and well, thank you. Here, you can have my rag. Poof, there you go. Pea soup, too. Okay, so, Albrecht, you're good, you're in, you're out, you got another civilian and a councilman, a dwarven guy that, you know, reeks of asparagus and apparently is, you made friends. Theoan.
All right, so, it's getting a wee bit smoky in here.
Yep.
5, 10, 35, 40. That's 2 moves and a shoulder on right here.
Yep.
That leaves inside the building front.
It does. Cough, cough, chuck, chuck.
Ah, 1 point. Hey, I'm good. Don't worry about me. I'm tough as a nail.
You just like wrap the guy around your face, breathe through his belly or his shirt. Put his shirt over your head. There you go. Can't see anything. But no, that's good. You're good. You're very lucky. Very, very lucky. Wonderful world of random damage. Dahlgren, True Seeker. Rob.
Well, I was just looking at my stats here, sorry.
It's okay. You got a guy on a shoulder, and I think you hefted a guy, and it kept you in the room, and you went, ah.
Yeah, I got to get out of here.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not going to get lucky forever.
Yep. So out the door, get clear, get the guy. Actually, 2 of them. You're double-fisting it.
That's right.
It's always good to be, like, the last guy out, because you look like the fireman part. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Dogger at your service. You know, he's dumping people.
Do I have an action left?
You move out and dot for free, yeah.
Okay, give me 1 second here, because that's what I was trying to figure out, if I could do right away. Action.
So always think about that. We're going to Mara. Joe, So she's stable, she's good. What happens now? She just needs time, the old 10-minute actual healing. What?
Gonna need treatment of some sort.
Healing or a medicine check.
Okay.
I use my last action to go over her because I noticed she's out.
Well, actually, as luck would have it, despite the throng of people, I just kind of curved you out here and put you near her, so sure.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
I'll wait for my next round then.
No, you haven't actually left. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but it's not enough. I need two actions.
Okay. Now, you can technically, I believe you can start something. Is this not true, Joe? You can start a chevron at the end of the round and finish it the next?
That is correct.
So then I start casting now.
What do you want to cast?
Soothe.
So you're a bard, and bards cast from the occult field. We have divine, arcane, occult, and natural, nature, savage.
Yes.
What's the druid one? Nature, savage, natural, savage, Randy Savage, something. So, you start that spell.
Yes.
And soothe is really, really cool, and you can tell us about it when you finish that spell.
I will.
All right. And around, around, and burning, and burning, and we are back up to Muros.
I think they just like to stick my head back in there. Theo is concerned me. He's taking a sweet, sweet time. I'd like to make sure there's nobody else that we're forgetting in there.
Okay.
It's because he likes the fire.
If you just stick your head in, I need a perception check.
Okay. Perception. Yeah, because it's a move. That's two actions to do all that. Getting caboodles.
Well, do you want to like do the whole 20 feet and get right in the room? Or are you just, like I said, sticking your head in?
I'll take a full move to get myself into 5, the 10, actual 15, building.
20. Okay. Now your perception DC goes, see what I'm doing with the line of sight, the pew, right? It's like it dropped a lot. Get in the room, look around, as opposed to poke your head in, right?
Yes, yes.
Oh,
at 24.
Okay. Sure enough, half buried in a pew, there's a guy.
Ah! What you doing over there, you bell end?
You got an action left. Do you want to go for him?
I do. 5, 10,
get almost there. 15. I'm coming, buddy. And you
don't breathe the smoke.
End your turn inside. Can I have a D6, nice, please?
Yes, you can.
I will not be. See, they're killing themselves. They choose to breathe the smoke. They're rolling five. D6s. I'm not rolling D6s and getting blamed for first character generation 5.
I'm trying to make it easier for him by taking more smoke in. So he can
here. Big breaths. The smoke in the room for the civilians. Very heroic. All right. Albrick. Stone Chugger. The wee dwarven sorcerer.
Right. I'm going to take a look around at some of the ones who maybe look a little worse off and perform some medicine checks.
I think you gotta just sort of like pick a dude at this point.
So the closest one who looks not so good. I got a medicine check of 9.
Push him with a toe. Wakey, wakey. Turn on side, splash with ale. This usually works on your own people. Maybe it's the human physiology that's not working. You pour water on a human, you pour dwarf on an ale, and you got it wrong. You put alcohol on the human, and he's just, it's not working. I got it wrong. Didn't even make a base of 10. Theoin!
Alrighty then. So as I'm standing there, I've got that guy shouldered on me. I look over, and I see my cousin there, mm-hmm. Muros. Does he look like he's about to succumb? Do I need to grab him as well?
No, he's, if anything, he's owning it. He's taking in big breaths, talking, there you are, I'll clear the path for you, you know, trying to suck him this way, in the smoke, and he's owning it, he's good.
If we make eye contact for 1 second, you look over, and you see the...
Yeah, he gives you the okay, he gives you the okay. If he gives you the thumbs up, he's dead like Terminator, going down, you know.
So then I will toot sweet out of the building with that guy.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, yeah, so... Now, you have an action left. I'm not recommending you go back in and end your turn there, though.
No.
No, just go outside. Don't, yeah. Okay.
I look around. Nobody worry. I've got me axe.
All right.
That was.
So you got a guy over one shoulder, fireman style, and there's like your axe, and you're like talking to the axe, assuring it. Is that what you're saying?
I would not leave you in a bird. I promise. Promise me love. Well, I'm talking to both. I can't hurt me axe's feelings. It let me down.
That's true.
Don't want it to let me down in a time of need.
Yeah, the actual blade just falls right off the haft. It means it's breaking up with you. It wants to see other dwarves. All right, so Dahlgren, True Seeker.
Yes, I'm going to finish casting my spell.
Yeah, tell us about Soothe.
That sounds kind of cool.
Yes,
because not only does it heal them, it soothes their mind. So the target regains D10 plus 4 hit points. And a +2 stat bonus to save against mental effects for the entire duration of the spell.
Oh, okay.
And the duration is a full minute.
Can I have that in common as far as a dying person goes there, Joe? This is good news. Lots of hit points.
Well, D10 plus 4.
Yep. So you roll your spell. Go right in.
Yep.
I don't want to be blamed for rolling low.
So a total of... Dice, but... 9.
Okay, so that brings... And
that'll bring her up to the point where she should at least be in the wounded condition and not...
Right, well, she had come to 0, so now she's currently has 9. So a little bit of the old...
Okay, I'm looking at it here. Wake up if you have 1 hit point or more.
Yep. Well, she had 15 total. Now she has 9 back, so, you know, clear.
She'd wake up.
Yeah,
I would have to say she wakes up on that one.
Yeah. Just... Now, this is no praying to no god. There's that, you know, occult clear. There you go. To you, a strong, handsome, chest-waffing guy brings you, and you're concerned about where his hands are, and then you awake to this old, gnarled, grisly hand still pepper, you know.
But, oh, wow. But mentally, you're very calm and at ease.
That's true. But your 9 became a 2 really quick. It must be the next morning. Sorry.
Dwarven beater goggles.
There you go. And funny enough, Mara, it's your turn.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
You have some actions left there. I guess finishing the spell and helping her to her feet, you know?
I'll turn to the next person because I can cast it yet again.
Oh.
Just hit one, then hit the other, and then I'm out. Okay. That's my load. I'm done.
Okay. Now, you are kind of a local. Did you want to, like, go for extra pointage here and, like, try to grab a council member? Nope, they all got it on their own steam and then fell. So.
No, they all survived, apparently. Yeah.
Can I have does that interest your character? Like a social check to like, oh, this person's important cousin of the Chamberlain. He'll save you, you know.
To be honest, it's more who's in the worst shape.
Okay, give me a perception. We'll start your next spell off. Like, there's a lot of people coughing and hacking, but some of these dwarves are like, came out, dropped people. They weren't coughing and hacking. And they ran back into the next one. They're just kind of laying there still. It's like, oh, geez. I don't take it, you know.
It's a 14.
Okay, there's somebody that's like, you know, he put them down face up, but they're literally just, you know, tongue lagged, eyes lolled. Okay. It didn't look good at all.
That'll be my last casting of Soothe, but I will start now.
Okay. So, Mara of Desna.
Yes.
An action. Get on your feet.
Whoop. Yes.
And what do you want to do?
I will start, helping people get, you know.
Get the medicine going?
Yeah.
Because I think at this point, like, if they're dead as a doornail, they're dead as a doornail.
Yeah.
Or you can just, you know, medicine your way around, unless you feel that some of the council members or some people that have taken literally D6 smoke damage, you want to burn some Desna here. Or, like I said, your basic medicine might go further. It's up to you.
I will do medicine checks and see who is the worst off and help.
So going towards the medicine skill, and I can just call up medicine, and it tells me all about it. You can patch up wounds and help people recover from diseases, poisons, even if you're untrained. Wonderful. Use your knowledge, recall it. Recall injuries, blah, blah, blah. To perform forensic examination, you spend 10 minutes or more. Ooh. Checking evidence, wound patterns, blah, blah, blah. Well, I could shorten that time because you know exactly what happened. You don't come upon a body dish going, I think it was smoke inhalation. No, I think he swallowed too many frogs. No, I mean, you were there. You know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know exactly what to do. Final rites. There you go. Next. Just process in bulk. Administer first aid. Stabilizing attempt. Medicine check on a creature has 0 hit points and the dying connection. Hope for the best, is 5 plus the creature's recovery roll DC, which is typically 15 plus its dying value. Joe, you lied to me. You said it was 10. It says 15 right here.
That says typically, yes. But in the other, when you look up dying, it states 10. A flat of 10. So your choice.
The DC is equal to 5, which is actually lower than your 10. Plus that creature's recovery roll DC.
I still made it.
Which is usually 50. Oh, it's strange. Okay. What'd you get?
I meant for my save.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're good. I was trying to reroll wine. No, I was I guess investigating the rules further, honey. Anyway, giving out the medicine and the love of Desna, right?
Yes.
Okay. Unfortunately, right here, right now, as a calm quiet falls upon, amidst the chaos, amidst the people and the coughing and hacking, alone moment. You alone with one civilian. You didn't really know this person, but unfortunately, time inexorably moves forward. Your medicine check of 11 reveals to you that dead is dead. And final rites actually are in order. Do you have anything?
Well.
Go for it. Wing it. Ashes to ashes. It's the dust. The dwarves make a pile of bodies because they must.
Ha ha ha.
Sorry. Okay. You were I put her on the spot last week, ladies and gentlemen, and she was determined not to be caught again. And she
and he did it to me again.
But she came up with two really great prayers worthy of Coyote Ugly on the bar.
A blessing and a healing prayer, yeah. Not last rites.
I know. I'm sorry. I don't control time. Well, I do. But
it's his fault. Story.
I didn't kill the people. You guys did from the collect.
No, you did.
Okay. And all this arguing burns three chevrons. But you know, you do.
Pardon me, sir. I believe
I
that fire would have spread a lot faster
that
had we not stopped
before,
the one in the middle of the room.
They all applaud. How's that?
Yeah. Give me a base.
There's not a dry eye around.
Yeah. Give me a religion check. Give me a sure. If you don't know in character, that's what dice rolls are for. It's the rule of arguing. I mean, the rule of fun. 14 plus 6 is 20. Yes. You look around, and probably from smoke inhalation, but people are coughing and crying, and you know. Yes. Thank you all. Al, I believe you're saying. Al?
No, it's fine.
No, really. Help me from digging this hole deeper.
Can't get
well,
any
for
deeper.
Starters, the wee lass may want to start checking on others before she starts performing final rites on the one she knows is dead when there could be 10 others.
Oh, we're not doing a whole funeral. I just thought there was a small moment in time where it would be like, you know, there's just that moment of peace and, you know, may Desna go with you on your journey, you poor schmuck, and you move on. That was all. Something simple. But I kind of stage fright her right over the screens here. Much roles, you know. Al, you know, pulls you away from your, thinks you're going to set up for a funeral. Still, Ook, still missing. Miaros. The action, back inside, however, continues on.
Oi, I gotta get this little villain out still. Hey, right, so I wiggle on over there and grab him.
Move in, grab, and yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know. And then I move out as much as I possibly 15, can.
15, 20. Yeah, and take that D6, buddy.
I'm just trying to save him.
Oh he takes damn. 6 and exactly Ouch. Falls to 0.
Hey, that sucks. Smoke, that is.
Oh. Anyone in the doorway? No. Well, Theron came out and took a couple breaths, and Al, you know, calling over to the halfling that you see, you know, giving a quick final rest. It's your turn, Albrecht.
Oh. Muros has been in there quite some time. Should probably go check on him.
6 seconds. But, you know, he is the monk. He is the fastest amongst you.
Well, I'll pop back in. Okay. Check and see if there's anyone missed.
5, 10, 15, 20. Perception? The smoke is thick.
What can I see?
Well, he would be lying on the floor.
Oh, no. No.
Perception check at this point,
I'm just owning being a dick. Yes, he's right there. I was kidding. Okay, you pop back in. You know, I was just kind of hinting at Matt's meta. You know, 6 seconds. He's been gone a long time. Oh, yeah, really? Give me a perception check. I'll have you spend a long time
looking
for
Muros.
Him. Oh, no. Muros' baggage. Your cousin or the civilian?
Or my cousin. No question there.
Okay.
Get in.
Yep. Second
shoulder
move.
Shoulder him up.
Pick him up and you're done. Because you got 20 in. Doing... Sorry. Can I have a D6 from you, sir?
Oh, God, we could be causing a major problem.
Oh,
yes,
nice.
One. I'm a
nice.
Survivor.
He's good. Oh, you had 9. He's faking, ladies and gentlemen. He had 9 points left on a D6. What a drama queen. All right. So, you're okay. Theron, my God. Maros was gone.
Well,
6 seconds, and he can run.
Well,
yeah.
6 seconds seems to me to be a long time.
And Al went so after I'll him hop. And spent 3 more seconds. I mean, God, what's
all right, it's 3 more seconds.
What the hell?
By Torag, time slips away.
Yeah.
I'm going in.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to freeze time as Theron just like heroically just chugs right in there. Right
there.
Okay.
I chunk in. Yep. So what do I see when I get right there? That's one movement.
All right. Well, stop moving civilians. Let's get you in there. 5. Oh. You get right in there.
There I am.
You're up on your cousin. The sorcerer has already got Miros up and is turned towards you and taking that first step towards the door. And behind them is a civilian on the floor.
I'll grab that guy.
Okay.
There's no point leaving him behind. I've got my axe. That's the
yep.
most important thing.
Okay. So in, pick up, and you can actually, you know.
And I've got one more 50, movement,
yeah.
I believe.
Right? Just get to one, the doorway.
Right there. And look at his split. I'm right back out. I'm quick as a rabbit.
Oh, the glare. The glare from the sorcerer at your back. Oh, you feel heat. I'm telling you. Zips in, grabs a frick.
Don't be afraid to put a little pep in your step. My God, if the grass is growing under your heels, you're not moving quick enough.
He's a dwarf. But remember, like, sorcerers, you know, typically have all charisma and, like, wee strength. And, you know, he's kind of struggling with the giant of a man, which is the monk. And he sees you in glimmer of hope in, you know, Al's eyes, thinking you'll take the other side of your cousin. And he steps around you, grabs a civilian. Which, hey, funny enough,
be,
ladies and gentlemen,
there could be reward with
is
this one.
Dead. He died three rounds ago, but you know.
There could be a reward.
A stranger's corpse worth money is worth far more to me and your ex, Theron, than helping your cousins. I understand. Out the door.
He
safety.
Knew what he was getting into when he jumped back in. I got to give him that much respect.
That's true. It's all about not ending your turn inside. Just show him how it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dahlgren, you're up, buddy.
I should be finishing my yep. spell cast.
Yes, sir. 4 points.
Plus four is eight.
Okay. Eight plus points. Like, civilians usually have, like, six. Okay.
Well, kind of splash over.
No, it's like you actually, it's not just, like, clear. It's like you hit him in the heart with adrenaline. Okay.
He just bounces around.
Yeah,
jumps
like,
up and starts grabbing a bucket.
Oh, no. Even better. Okay. I'll give a 25% chance. 1 in 4 chance. Okay. That this is somebody that's, you know, just in decent shape, a laborer, you know, not just some schmo. And with 14, okay, this guy, one action, looks at you, jumps to his feet. Second action, where are you, right here? Second action, it's like, Margaret, 5, 10, goes through Theron, 20, 25, 30 towards the dwarves, and actually ends right in front of Maros, right? Looks around, makes sure there's nobody else. And ends his turn, but he's actually right there where some other dwarf should have been. And I'll end my turn here. And I'll even take D6 for 2 points. Start coughing with 4. But he waves at the sorcerer, you know, like, here, give me a shoulder. I'll help you, buddy. You know, there you go. Mara, it's your turn. And the funny thing, Dahlgren, no one saw you. That you were responsible for that miracle. Just goes dashing in there. You know.
Don't expect anything.
But damn it.
I'm telling the story.
Damn it. If these NPCs would just stop and burn a chevron to like make perception checks, I mean, then you guys would be far more famous than you already might not be already. Anyway, Mara of Desna.
Yes.
Desna's with you today. She does not call you. You are not alit on the wings of the proverbial tunnel down the hallway with the little filtering butterfly that just kind of like goes out of bug light, just annoying to call you to your death. No, you're here, you're alive, you're well. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
Continue helping the people around me.
Okay. Can I have an exciting medicine check or three? And with that, more fire, more burning, more missing goblins, and Maros is down and out. What'd you get? 10?
Well, 10.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know. I can see a 10.
Everything is...
Maros is at the 0 and has the, you know, the dying 1 and has to stabilize now, right? Mr. Gibson, back me on this. It's time for stabilization. 4-2 saves, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, let's have
it. Oh, he's fine. He's fine. It's a little bit of smoke.
Yeah. Your fellow player character overrides and you're not allowed to roll. He uses his special forge ability. What? No. What do you got there, Ryan? Maros? You know, I don't feel I have to learn your name anymore. It's touch and go with you right now.
21.
I guess I'm the one responsible for the town people. Ching, ching. And the other guy's like, no, I think it's Muros. No, it's Murray. No, it's Murray. Just making a mess of the headstone.
Mary?
Yeah. Mary Anvilbender. We knew him well. 21. Well, that looks promising. And what happens? Does he do the eye flutter?
I had one dying condition, so I would lose it.
Yeah.
And then I'm hero and unconscious.
Right. And the eyes flutter open there, Al. And for a brief moment, he looks over at you and mouths the word. He just laughs in your face. All right, Albrick, time to move.
I'll let the civilian take half the load and work our way back out.
So you're going to end your turn? You delay your turn to his initiative?
Oh, crap, no. I'm getting the crap out of there.
I'll tell you what, you can delay to his. That's not ending your turn. It's moving your turn. And then the two of you go. You know.
I'll do that.
Yeah, or you just, you know...
Come all the way to help. It's the least I can do is make him feel useful.
He came in here yelling, Margaret. I mean, maybe he needs to find Margaret. You know, you just go by him. You're okay. He'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what Muros does in his spare time. It's...
Muros, Margaret.
The lot of training that goes into being a monk, and you don't know it all.
So, Albrecht, you schlep him outside.
Indeed I do.
Lay him down and claim dibs on his stuff. Just in case. Unless you want to make a message check, you don't know he made his fort save. I'm just saying, you know.
Oh, I suppose I have that action, don't I?
Yeah,
I would do that. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Let's see.
Wake up, you owe me 20 gold.
6. He's dead!
He starts weeping. Oh no, just pounding on his chest.
Just fall to my knees. Yeah, roll.
Oh, his mother's going to kill us.
She's twice as big, half as strong, but three times as nasty. All right, Theron.
All right, so I'm standing right there. I think you can make a medicine check untrained for simple things.
You can. Joe, you can. Correct there? Like overacting going on right there. Yeah. That's a flat right. check of five.
So I got a 19 on my is he dead?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, he's dead. Wait. He's not dead. And as I kind of move up past him, get up.
You see his eyes are popping open. They're like the sorcerer's pounding on him, wailing away, and he's kneeling on him. And you see Meryl's kind of like popping an eye, twitching, like kind of trying to wake up and not quite getting there.
You're such a crier.
Yeah. Now, medicine one or two, but I would like a perception from you just to burn that last action, if I may, if you'd be so kind. I know I shouldn't burn players' actions, but you know. There is a flat check, a flat DC that I would really like
you
to hit.
You're dying to burn my actions. I got it.
I am.
All right. 18.
Yeah, no, that is overacting. He doesn't even like his cousin. You know what I mean? I think he's trying to, like, this big performance is more like just the weeping that'll lead up to the funeral so we get more of his stuff or whatever. Just, you know. Oh, that can't be right. Just definitely overacting. I'm telling you.
What kind of a person do you think I am?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not really there. I'm talking to Theros Axe in his head right now.
Well, if anything, I thought you were a bit like me. I have an eye on his boots. Don't you look at those? He's not dead.
So look at this straight. He's dead, but doesn't touch him, except leaning on him and making it worse. Theron, you're saying he's fine, but you're like already pulling off a boot? Just in case? In case you're wrong?
Well, if his eyes are closed, he's not going to know who's pulling one off, but
yeah,
whatever. No, I'll keep a walking.
If he wakes up, he almost died having a good
last
time.
Last thing I want is to be caught with one boot in hand.
We got.
So no, I'll keep his boots on him this time.
We got everybody out, you know. Everyone's out. We
hooray!
Hooray! Except that one guy in there that's just screaming for Maggie.
Maggie,
you know, just yelling, Margaret. Sorry, Margaret, Margaret. You know.
Does the halfling see the commotion with the dwarves?
What? Like right there in the middle? Oh yeah.
Okay. So there's, I'll
like,
go.
People
over.
Are like throwing coins like they're spree performers. That's a scene from McDwarf, isn't it? Yeah.
They must be method actors.
Yeah.
They're the ones who spread the fire.
They're really rubbing in. We almost died. And they first they're heroes, now they're dickheads for like acting out us dying. Like they bring one of their own out. No, this is how you should do it, guys.
Well, I mean, heroism only goes so far. We're all out. Heroism's out the door now. Those boots look pretty good.
There are people realizing their loved ones are dead that you guys have brought out that are not recovering. There is
well,
about
yeah,
six
but
people.
There's a scad of humans. It's not like they're going to run out.
No, it's called the flat. Flat humans.
I don't know how you count up townsfolk, but there's a scad of them.
Hero boy,
you broke him.
Oh god!
Hey, they don't call me the hard-hearted for nothing. Oh. I mean, I think of everything logically.
Oh man.
Love it. That's perfect.
Darling, that's how you leave not a dry eye through laughter. We try to have a good time. But I got to say, once in a while, one of these guys really really catch me off guard, even though you'd almost think that kind of line is expected. That was good.
Fionn's looking around as the town folks stare at him. Did I say something wrong?
Yeah. No shit, they're all glaring at you, right? All of you glaring at you. Margaret appears. Around the corner. People can kind of hear the faint cries, Margaret, Margaret. They're all looking worried. They're all ooh, over their own dead, you know, that kind of thing. And Margaret appears around the corner. You know, the Bucket Brigade is still splashing away. And she comes out and she's like, I hear my name. You know, and she's holding a helmet, which is full of water. And she's like, Stephen, you know, looking around, you know, you hear Margaret, you know, cough, cough. And she's like, Stephen, you know, and everyone's like, there's Margaret. And they all like run to her and yay. And they're patting. And they're so happy. And they're like, see, a vicious bunch of dwarves, you know, each life matters, you know. Inside, suddenly, Margaret, Margaret, just kind of dying off. But no, everyone's so happy that Margaret was found. They kind of overlooked that point. And things calm down, you know, our Chamberlain, our President, El Presidente, I want to say Gilda Ratner. We could say she's being played by Gilda Ratner. But the council members, Greta Gardenia, you know, calls for order and people calm and, you know, and trying to distract people. There's a bunch of waving and motioning. And, you know, let's say a good 10, 20 minutes go by and, you know, more people that can join the Bucket Brigade and they are kind of fighting their way in from the west side, you know, trying to put it out. But the building is getting to a point where just, you know, as many people are, they're calling for people around the town. You know, maybe they'll get it put out before she burns right down. Maybe not. That is definitely going on in the backdrop. People are wailing and crying and comforting each other. And luckily, with all that noise going on, we'll say that not a lot of people heard the dwarf's rude comments, just a collective of them, you know. Then there's Steve, who might have been lost in the smoke. There's Margaret, you know, going on. And this story emerges, you know, who got out? What happened? What's going on? And before they turn to the dwarves, who are obviously like, you know, the proverbial heroes of the day that brought people out, Margaret comes forward holding this helmet and claims that, you know, like, every able body that could, this hero wearing this helm, you know, organized them. You know, while they were like freaking out and panicking them, this guy stood up and in the name of Sarenrae championed the cause and, you know, slapped her across the face. She was freaking right out. Psh, pull yourself together, woman. And then I helped the people and we formed a buffer brigade and everything, but where is he? And I went around the side of the building and, you know, all I found was this wretched little goblin puking his guts out next to this helmet. That's all that's left of our hero of the day. You know, we got to find this guy, you know, but then it kind of calms down and she's interested in finding them. So people look, he's never found. People do turn to the dwarves and our councilwoman, Greta Gardania, introduces herself and asks each of you for your names and thanks you in your assistance. The councilman, particularly the dwarf, and the dwarf does point out one of our local bards, Dahlgren, was a big help, contained part of the fire, which in turn they realize kind of stayed a lot of the smoke and you know, the spread that people were just instantly burned to death, okay? There is a loss of life. Like I said, 6 of 9 people did die. There were 40 people in here, 20 booked it, and we saved about 11 to 13 people, lives. Gardeners, laborers, people that you've already met in this town. Now, earlier in episode 1, we jetted through, bum, 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 bum. You know, we just ripped through that whole you meet in a tavern kind of thing. But this town's going to be your home base for this adventure, and we are going to revisit these people again and again and again. We could have done like 6 hours just on you meeting every little person that are now gathered around sort of thanking you. And as Messina put it earlier, what's the point if we die? It's like, we'll skip through that, you know, but you guys will get the chance to meet, greet you, the audience. There's so much thick adventure here. She asks you, young dwarves and Dahlgren, you know, Dahlgren, who are your kinsmen? Who helped us today? And you five, look for that hero. The owner of this helmet must be found. You know, all they found was some little goblin puking his guts out around the corner. He's not him. Moving on. Dahlgren, what are your kinsmen?
Well, I believe that they can introduce themselves, but we have Miros Andelbender. Oh, well, I don't know my name's here.
they point on the ground.
And Stalin, the hard-hearted.
Yes.
But true heroes they all are.
Yes. Myra, one of your drinking buddies from last night has fallen, and you've medicined your way and helped a bunch of people, and you come upon him, and they're, you know, he is down. Mm-hmm. If you want to have a go at him while they're, you know, because now the focus is turned to the party of your dwarves, and they're introducing themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, one's still wrestling with the other boot. One's still doing his Stella kind of bit, but you know.
Stop that boot.
streams of tears are clearing the soot off of my face.
Got the reverse. Oh, he's got the reverse raccoon going on, right?
Your mother is going to kill me. I promised her I'd bring you back safe and sound.
Oh,
dear God. Oh, it's gonna hurt so bad when I have to tell her this. Oh, Muros. That's good.